Joining me live in the studio, very excited to have the lovely voice of Jess telling us a little bit about Fringe coming up. How are you doing this morning, Jess?
I'm doing great, Candace.
Fantastic. Now, you're not here for just any old chinwag, any old banter. You are here to tell us about the Fringe Festival.
Yes.
Very exciting. Huge occasion every year.
Yes.
For anybody who's sitting here going, what the absolute heck is Fringe Fest? Please tell us a little bit about it.
Fringe Festival is a phenomenal time of year where for 2 weeks the city becomes alive with an extreme amount of really cool arts and culture shows happening in a lot of fun, weird little places. Yeah.
That's part of the charm of Dunedin, though, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a stacked program this year as well, which is really, really cool to see. So
awesome.
Yeah, should be fun, I think.
And from my understanding of Fringe, it basically covers all of the arts, right? It covers music, it covers performances. Like, what sort of things can people get their little grubby hands on this year?
Oh, everything. There's a ton of comedy stuff happening with some pretty funny and famous people, as well as a lot of local stuff too. There's some music happening, there's visual art stuff, there's performance art, like theatre, the whole shebang, really. Like, there's a fun thing that's like a pop-up kind of installation of Cheers that will be in the Octagon, so that's sounding like an interesting sort of thing to pop along and see how that pans out as well. Like, lots of fun stuff.
So good. And of course, Fringe, it always sounds really exciting, a really special community as well, a huge community.
Absolutely.
How did you get involved with it?
Fringe Festival, I put shows on in the Fringe Festival, so we have a show this year. Me and a bunch of people do speech call events. So we like to have what we call pan art. So it's sort of bringing together a whole lot of different artists from different backgrounds doing different things. We do it under a theme. This year's one is Extend, and we've got 4 artists involved for an exhibition portion of it. But then we also like to bring in music and other sorts of aspects as well. So we're having a few gig nights this year with fun, fringy kind of bands. So we've got Human Susan, UB Pasta Blaster, Blood Cauldron, The Entire Alphabet, Murderbike, Crime Hospital, Strange Stains, and the Software Shareware, so it should be quite fun. The first weekend is kind of more band orientated, I guess, and the second weekend's a bit more sort of dancey fun, DJ weird stuff, which should be quite fun. And each of those is paired with a visual artist creating like visuals and lighting displays and stuff like that. So it should be quite a fun sort of aspect. So
yeah,
like that's always, Fringe gives us the platform to be able to do something like this. You know, you could do it any time of the year, obviously, but it's like a really good excuse to be like, yes, I'm going to do this
exactly
weird and wonderful thing. Why not?
And like to pack them all within the space of like days is so cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
It's fun. Usually we're a 1 day or a weekend kind of a buzz, but yeah, this year with the theme being Extend, we decided to extend the usual format, I guess. So it should be quite fun. Yeah,
hey, more for us, we're happy about it. We are very happy about it. What dates is Fringe running this year?
So Fringe starts, I believe the opening party is Wednesday next week, which is always a really sort of fun event. They've got like a cool thing where, you know, there's drinks and entertainment and all the rest, and they've got a bit where they sort of have sourced shows to kind of pop a little 10-minute piece into like a variety event, I suppose. So you'll get a little glimpse at some of the stuff that's coming up at their opening party. But other than that, everything kicks off next Thursday and goes, so the 14th till the 23rd, and then they have the awards party on the 24th that I think everybody is welcome to go to, which is always fun.
Yay! Yeah. So wholesome, so fun. Where can people find more information about Fringe?
On the Fringe website. Just Google Dunedin Fringe. I believe it's dunedinfringe.co.nz. the full program is there. There's a whole bunch of posters for everybody's events around about town at the moment. You'll start seeing heaps of the Phantom campaigns and just local paste-ups and things like that as well. There'll be flyers. There's Fringe programs everywhere, which is super handy. I've seen a bunch down and around uni as well, actually. So that tells you about all the shows and when they are, where they are, ticket prices, etc. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, should be good.
So for anybody sitting there going, oh my gosh, something Jess has mentioned or everything Jess has mentioned sounds so sick, I want to go. What's the go with buying tickets? Do you buy to each individual event?
Yes. So on the website, you'll go to the landing page and it'll have all the shows listed. It's really great because you can actually sort of pinpoint what you're looking for. So if you're looking for a music event, you can just pop into the genre tab and click music and it'll show you everything that's music oriented.
Handy.
Or cabaret or theatre, like whatever your jam might be. And then each event has their own sort of ticketing page, so you have your little spiel about the event at the side and then times, dates, prices, etc. Yeah.
Oh, stellar. Easy peasy.
Easy indeed. It's
easy
great.
Peasy. Hey, Fringe sounds so exciting, so much fun. What else is happening in the life of Jess at the moment?
Just focusing on this particular Fringe show, which is great. I'm doing some work for Massey University on the valuation of live performance, so that's important thing. We'll be at a lot of the Fringe shows collecting data, so doing some wee surveys just to sort of help the government realise that, you know, the creative sector is really important and people love going to live events. They should fund it more, so
100%.
That's a thing I'm doing too.
Hey, well, if you need numbers to go, like, knocking on their door, we'll be right there. We will be right there. Listen up, team.
Indeed.
We have to rally the troops right now. And of course, the arts, exactly like you were mentioning, needs more funding because, you know, being this cool and having this many creative, great ideas, it's not cheap.
No.
It's not cheap.
It's not.
And you are currently running a boosted campaign for the show coming up.
Yes, we are. We obviously were lucky enough to receive some funding and some sponsorship. Thank you, DCC. Thank you, Emerson's Brewery, Phantom, Inch Bar, Grid Coffee, Woof, Relics, Beam Me Up Bagels, and the Dunedin Dream Brokerage, who we're working with, who are a fantastic Dunedin organisation. But yeah, obviously, big shows, lots of people. Our show, we've got over 30 artists involved, because you think about the bands and your sound engineers and everything as well. So
huge.
Yeah. So yeah, the booster campaign's just for a little top up to help sprinkle a little bit more cash in those people's pockets for all the mahi that they're doing for the show. We've got a couple of days left on that, and I think it's sitting at 80%, so we're so close.
Cool.
So yeah, if anybody felt like donating to the arts to give yourself some warm fuzzies, just look up Boosted Speech Co Extend and it should just pop up, or you can go to the Boosted website and type in Spectacle and you'll see the page pop up there.
Amazing. Yeah. We are huge fans of supporting the booster campaigns here at Radio 191 FM.
You definitely are. It's great.
We are. And you know what, team? We have done some really fantastic pushes with very fantastic artists in the past. So I very much expect all of you, if you've got a spare couple of changes, skip the lolly bag from the dairy this week, donate to the Boosted campaign. Exactly like Jess said, we've got a couple days left. So put in what you can, would really appreciate it. And the final product, the fruits of your labour, next week.
Yeah, kicking off. So our show kicks off on the 14th of March, so next Thursday. So we've got a free event for that one. That'll be a first glimpse at the exhibit. featuring artwork by four artists. Myself is one of them.
Slay.
We've got Shelley Harding and Lucy Hunter and Chris Miller as well. So there'll be a mixture of, how do I explain it? Like a tufted carpet world.
cool.
Some nature, occulty inspired ceramic pieces.
Sick.
And a weird and wonderful sound installation involving lots of speakers that you kind of.
I like speakers.
It's going to be quite fun. and we're lucky enough to have local jazz quintet Piecemeal performing. And they are going to be doing an interactive performance, which involves getting the crowd to draw, like, on a... I think it's going to be a whiteboard. It might be an OHP. We're just sort of figuring out logistics for that. And the band will respond to it in real time, so it'll be quite a fun, weird and wonderful, fringy thing. Yeah.
So, just unreal. Unreal. Love your work, Jess. Thank you so much for your time. You're such a pillar in keeping the Dunedin arts alive, so... Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Candace.
Now, you have chosen a very specific track for us today. Thanks. To play after our interview. Please tell us a little bit about it.
So the track is by Human Susan, Double Dutch, great track. Human Susan are playing at the event next Friday with UB Pastor Blaster. There's a series of ticketed events, that's one of them. Look them up, $10. Great bargain. Early show, all ages.
Woohoo.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, let's go. Awesome.